This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Vanita Browder died Friday after a heart attack. She was the mother of Kalief Browder, a young teenager who spent 3 years in jail on Rikers Island, awaiting trial on charges that were eventually dismissed. Since his death, she'd become a vocal advocate for criminal justice reform, especially for minors. Earlier this year, Browder spoke directly to Jenny Karchman of the Marshall Project for a documentary called We Are Witnesses, which will be released next month. It's actually a series of video interviews with various people who've crossed paths with the criminal justice system, from judges to corrections officers to crime victims. And Jenny Karchman joins me now to discuss Vanita Browder and her legacy. Jenny, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
It's difficult to approach any mother in this situation and ask her to share her story. What drew you to Vanita Browder?
Well, I went to a criminal justice summit, and I heard Vanita Browder speak, and I saw photographs of Kalief up on the stage. And I kept thinking about my own son, and I kept thinking about what that must feel like to have no control over your child's destiny and to have to suffer while he's suffering.
Rikers Island is a horrific place. Say a little bit about that.
Sure. So, right, he was sent to Rikers. For whatever reason, the case kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed. While he was in Rikers, his mental health was deteriorating. He was fighting with other kids. These are kids. These are 16, 17-year-old kids. He was put in solitary confinement in the jail. And he's so young, and you're put in the situation where you are really having to fend for yourself for the first time.
I want to play a part of your interview with Vanita Browder. Here she is describing what Kalief was like after he got out of Rikers, where, as you say, he spent about 800 of his 1,000 days in solitary confinement.
Imagine being locked up 23 hours a day. This is your life. Four walls, that's it. He couldn't take it. They told him, we're gonna break you. That's what they told my baby, that they're gonna break him. And in reality, they did.
Now, you've described Vanita Browder as appearing to be broken herself. What did you sense about that in her?
Her body language is the first thing I noticed. She was in her 60s, early 60s, which I consider young. She was stooped over. Her head was hanging low. The way she talked, she would put her head down and then raise her eyes, so as if she were in a submissive position. She just appeared to be so, so fragile and so, so bereft.
Is there anything she described that really stuck with you, or anything about her that didn't make it into your film?
Well, the biggest thing that I noticed is how devoted a mother she was. She went to visit her son weekly, and the visitation to Rikers is not a small thing. It's almost an entire day of being transported from place to place and going through security over and over again and waiting and waiting and waiting for a very small period of time to visit your loved one. She would have 45 minutes with him. And often those visits, he was telling her how terrible Rikers was. She has other children. She was spending all day visiting Kalief, and then she would go to the court dates to see Kalief. That for over 3 years. So it takes a toll.
Is there anyone else you interviewed whose story really spoke to or informed your understanding of what happened to Kalief?
Absolutely. We actually filmed with Tarif Richards, who is a former corrections officer, and he talks about the experience from his point of view. He doesn't specifically address Kalief, but he's a corrections officer with maybe 50 or 100 kids that he has to manage. And he talks about how terrifying it is and how exhausting it is and how hard it is to be with people who nobody else wants to be with. He is another side of the system. We also spoke with Tyrell Muhammad. He was in solitary for 7 years, and he describes what it's like to lose your mind inside solitary confinement.
And what you're trying to do with the series is give the audience a 360-degree view of the system, from lots of different perspectives, some of which you've just described. What do you hope the audience will get out of it?
The humanity. The whole series, the whole point of the series was to empathize with the speaker. Whatever preconceived ideas you come to watch the series with, hopefully you'll understand that these are humans. These are people.
Jenny Karchman is the director of the forthcoming documentary series for the Marshall Project called We Are Witnesses. It will be out next month. And in the meantime, you can watch her interview with Vanita Browder on our website at WNYC.org. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so much.